Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. We'll begin reading in verse 24. Matthew chapter 7. If you found your place in your copy of Scripture, would you please stand as we read our sermon text? Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 24. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the winds rose, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving to us your word. May we receive it by faith, that it might take root in our hearts and transform us for your glory and our good. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. October 10th of last year, Hurricane Michael, a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 155 miles an hour, smashed into the Florida Panhandle. It was the strongest ever recorded hurricane to hit Florida, the fourth worst to make landfall in the lower United States. In Mexico Beach, Florida, 75% of the homes, the municipal buildings, and businesses suffered severe to complete damage. But one house, just a mere 150 yards from the Gulf of Mexico, survived. And looking at the picture, it's almost surreal. All around this house, it's flattened. All the other buildings, all the other structures are gone. But this one house, dubbed the Sand Palace by its owner, survived. Why? Because it was built to survive a catastrophic hurricane. Hurricane forces are going to come into your life. Hurricane forces are going to come into all of our lives. And there are going to be people who are blown away by them. The hurricane winds of temptation, trouble, and trial are going to beat on your life this year. And some of you are going to fall, and some of you are going to be flattened because you have not built your life on a solid foundation. And I will weep with you, and I will cry with you, and I will try to help you put the pieces back together. But my prayer, my desire for you, for every single one of us, is that we will be prepared. You know, the people in Mexico Beach, Florida, did not have time to get ready a few days before that hurricane hit. The people who built that house had to spend years planning and preparing, and it took months to construct that home. If you wait until the winds start beating on your life to get on the solid rock, you might just be too late. So that's why on this first Sunday of 2019, I'm encouraging you to build your life on a solid foundation before the storm comes. Jesus said, watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. You're going to face temptations this year. You're going to face inclinations, pulls, and pushes to get you to turn away from God and not believe and trust His Word. Jesus says you will have trouble. There will be people who come into your life that are going to come in like a hurricane and try to disrupt and distort and destroy your life. There are people just like that. Maybe you're dealing with some of them right now. Jesus said many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. You're going to face some trials, friends. You're going to go through some hard times, some circumstances, some situations, things that you did not look for or look or want or desire, but they come upon you. Will you be able to withstand the tempest when it comes? Will you be able to stand strong and stand firm? Jesus tells us the only way to make it through a Cat 5 hurricane of temptation, trouble, and trial is to build your life on a solid foundation. And that foundation is Christ and His Word. You can build your life on sand. You can build your life on the cultural ideas that float around today. You can build your life on your sheer willpower to be strong and resilient. You can build your life on your ability to accumulate wealth, to stave off any kind of problem and trial that seems to come your way, but it is all sand. And when those hurricane forces of trouble, trial, and temptation hit, you will be flattened. The only solid rock to build your life on is Christ and His Word. Do you see that here in the text? Jesus says the wise man is the one who builds his house on the rock, because when the wind, when the rains come down, the streams rise, the winds blow and beat against it, it will not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Will you build your life on the rock today? Jesus says, He's talking about these words of mine. Every book, every chapter, every verse of Scripture is Christ's words for us. All Scripture points to Him. The Scriptures testify about me, Jesus says. We aren't just people who pick and choose the verses and the passages we want. We don't merely rely on a golden book of Bible promises. We take the whole book, cover to cover, we receive it as God's Word, and we submit to it as the authoritative Word of God for our lives. Friends, the Bible is true because it is God's Word to us, and it is always right. No matter what opinions might be floating around in the world today, no matter what others might think, the Bible is God's Word, and it's always right. It is timeless. It is always relevant. It is never, ever out of date. It is not like the milk in your refrigerator. It has not expired. It is not sour. It is not curdled. It is timeless and timely for you. It is trustworthy. It is always reliable. You can count on the Bible to give you the right answer and guide you in the right path if you will just have ears to hear and a heart to receive. To build your life on the foundation of the Word of Christ, you must first of all hear the Word. You must hear the Word. You have to hear it. You need to have a consistent intake of Scripture in your life. That's why this year we are encouraging you to follow this F260 plan. In your bulletin, you should have had one of these little handouts. And they've been floating around for a few weeks now, so maybe you've already started to dig into that. We want you this year to follow the F260 plan. The reason it's called F260 is because the F stands for foundations, and the 260 is 260 readings, 5 days a week throughout the year. It's not every single chapter in the Bible. Some of you tried that before and you've fizzled out at Leviticus, right? How many of you have tried that? Yeah, we've been there. The reason that this plan is not every single chapter is not because it's saying those chapters aren't important. Rather, we're trying to help you build a foundation, build a structure so that you can have a full understanding of God's Word. So if you're a builder, think about it this way. What we're doing with this is we're laying the foundation and we're putting up the framework. We're hitting those key chapters in the Bible so that when you read these chapters, you're going to have a big understanding of the flow of Scripture, the theme of Scripture, the storyline of the Bible. You're going to have the framework built. And then, when you go back and you start filling in those chapters you didn't read before, it's like putting the drywall and the plaster in and painting the walls. You get that texture. So right now, what we're doing this year is we are trying to encourage you to get that framework built in your mind and in your heart by understanding these big, sweeping, key chapters of Scripture. And to do that, you've got to be in the Word. If you are counting on an hour and 15, see what I did there, hour and 15 minutes on Sunday morning, you're going to be in trouble. If that's all you're relying on, you're going to be in big, big trouble, because it takes time to establish that foundation and build that framework in your life. So friends, I encourage you to pick up this plan. If you're old school like me and you like paper, great, you got it. If you're new school and you like technology, you get your phone out, not now, later, and you get on your app store or Google store or whatever it is, and you search for the Replicate app. It's Replicate, and it's got the plan on there, it's got the memory verses on there, it's got it all on there, and you can even keep a journal in there. We also have books available, and even a Bible that has all the readings divided up in there for you. And you can talk to us about that later. But the key is, I want you to get into Scripture. I want you to read the Bible on a consistent basis. Now, you might already have a plan. You say, I started January 1st in Genesis 1. And I say, praise God, keep going. This is for those of us who may have never read through the Bible before. Those of us who have a struggle. Those of us who need a plan. I encourage you to follow this plan. By the way, all of our sermons this year are going to key to the week's Bible readings and memory verses. So next week, I'm going to be preaching from Genesis 1, 2, and 3. We're going to be there next week as we think about humanity. And every week after that, the sermons are going to be coming out of some of those scriptures that you have read. So that's going to help you get deeper into the Word. We want you to memorize Scripture. And with this plan, there are passages for you to memorize. There are two passages, and some of you are already saying, well, I can't memorize anything. Yes, you can if you work real, real hard. It might just be one verse all year. And if it's just one verse, praise God, you've hidden His Word in your heart. But for crying out loud, stop making excuses and just try. Can you do that? Can you look at your neighbor and say, just try? Some of you aren't even doing that, and I understand. Like, I'm not doing nothing like that. I know how it is. If you don't try, I guarantee you will fail. If you try, I promise you, God is going to bless you for it. So try. Some of you can do both verses every week, and you're gonna end the year with 104 verses, passages that you've hidden in your heart. Praise God. You might end the year with just one. That's okay. What you're trying to do is engage with God's Word. Hear the Word. Discuss what you read and study and think about with someone else. Get together and make a little discipleship group. You and a friend, maybe one or two other people, get together, share a cup of coffee, eat lunch, eat breakfast, whatever. Go on a walk and say, hey, what did you read this week? What did you learn? How is God speaking through His Word to you? How are you growing in your faith? Well, let me share with you how I'm growing in my faith. Talk about it. If you don't talk about it, if you just keep it up here, it's going to start to float away. You will grow so much by engaging with other people. So talk about it. You got to hear the Word. Get involved. Dig in. Next, you have to apply the Word. Jesus here says, look at this. In verse 26, he says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is a foolish man. There is a hearing without hearing. You know what I'm talking about? Ask my wife, because she experiences this all the time dealing with me. She will say something and I will say, no, oh, wait a minute. I heard your voice. I knew words were coming out. I know it's a language that I speak, but I did not hear. Could you say that again? And I have to ask, what did you say? Mark, that happened to you? Yeah. There is a hearing without hearing. And Jesus warns us against that. He says, you need to hear. And that's not just simply being aware that this is the Bible that's being read. It's engaging with it. It's digging down deep. And the way you know that you have heard the word is when it starts to take root in your life and you begin to apply it. You put it into practice in your life. So listen for God's word. Read the Bible, not just to feel good about yourself in the morning, but read the Bible to put it into practice, to apply it. Listen for application, what God is teaching you and directing you to believe, to do, to correct, to repent of. A great way to help you do this is by keeping a HEAR journal, H-E-A-R. H is for highlight. Highlight a verse or two that you want to take note of. E is for explain. Make sure you understand what the verse says. A is for apply. How should you respond? Maybe it's just something to believe. Maybe it's something you praise God for. Maybe it's a sin you repent of and turn away from. R is respond in prayer. Write out a prayer. And then talk about this with other people. As I'm engaging with the Bible in my quiet time with my family and discipleship groups and Sunday school and Bible studies and in worship services, God is showing me what I need to do and believe and how to live, and He's changing my life. This is what you need to do in order to build your life on the foundation of Christ and His Word. You have to hear the Word and you have to apply the Word. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So, this year, some of you have made New Year's goals or resolutions. And I want you to make the resolution, the goal, the priority in your life to make progress in your spiritual life. Some of you have made fitness goals. Some of you have made goals to change your eating habits. Some of you you've made goals to do all sorts of things in your life. Friends, make a resolution, make a goal to grow closer to God, to have more faith, to become more loving and patient, to face adversity with courage by building your life on the solid rock of Christ and His Word. Engage with the Bible. By the way, Bible engagement is the number one spiritual discipline for growth and strength as a Christian. You want to become a more self-controlled person? Engage with the Bible. You want to become more patient? Engage with the Bible. You want to resist sin and temptation? Engage with the Bible. You want to become a greater giver? Give more offerings? Nobody? Well, still, you can still engage with the Bible. You got a friend, a loved one who needs Christ and you just don't know how to do it? Start by engaging the Bible and it'll fuel your faith and your courage and your ability to share. It starts with the Word of God. People who engage the Bible and build on the solid rock of Christ and His Word don't merely survive the hurricanes that are coming in 2019, and they are coming for you. Coming in a phone call from a doctor. It's coming in a blow up at a family gathering. It's coming when that temptation takes you by surprise. It's coming when you lose your job. It's coming when the market collapses and all those investments have disappeared. A hurricane is coming. But brother and sister, dear friend, you can not only survive, but you can prosper and progress through it if you've built your life on the solid rock. Will you commit to engage the Bible this year? Will you make that commitment today? I hope you will. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may we be a people of the book, that we might grow and learn and become who You would have us to be. To be established on the solid rock of Christ and His Word. So when those temptations, trials, and troubles come, we will not collapse under them, but we will have the strength to stand. Not because the strength comes from us, but it comes from the foundation, the rock, Christ and His Word. May all of us here be committed this year to spend more time engaging with Scripture by reading and memorizing and talking about it and reflecting on it and putting it into practice in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.